it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, you know, yesterday when we were trying to plan what to do for today's show and it being the anniversary of 9/11, we didn't know that there would be so much more emotion in today's show. Shortly after we got off air yesterday, news started to break about the shooting that took place of Charlie Kirk. Later on, we found that he had passed away from his injuries. And then the school shooting in Colorado yesterday was just such an emotional day.
And today's a hard day that got even harder without preparation. And it's so sad because you mentioned at the tail end of that, the school shooting in Colorado, which I guarantee you a lot of people just heard about that for the first time by you saying that.
Right.
Because there was an even bigger shooting that had taken place, which how sad is that, that a school shooting doesn't get a lot of attention because, oh, we had it. We had another shooting in the country.
Yeah, multiple shootings yesterday. Multiple families went to bed last night with their lives completely changed. And I don't know, you know, coming in to work, I love coming to work. But on days like this, this is the days where I'm like, I kind of dread it because I'm feeling a lot of emotions. And with the world being so divided the way that it is, you don't want to say the wrong thing because people are going to take it the wrong way. And I don't know. Today, I just feel like it's going to be a very tough day.
And this is a place where we come in and our favorite thing to do for 5 hours is laugh.
Right.
And to just be silly and ridiculous and talk about some of the dumbest things. And you don't sign up for this part of the job.
Right.
There's no blueprint. There's no playbook as to, okay, there was a disaster. Something terrible happened. Here's what you're supposed to do. We don't know. We don't know what to do.
Right.
And it just, guarantee you, the emotions will be heavy today with just, again, the anniversary of 9/11, what had happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk. You just think of your family, and it just, I've never been so emotional over a celebrity death like I was yesterday.
Well, I think it hit home for you too, just the situation that he was in. You know, he was closer to your age. He passed away at the age of 31, two young children, a wife that, you know, that their lives forever changed. The first lady yesterday, I like what she put out. I was like, that's so true. Melania Trump had posted yesterday, Charlie's children will be raised with stories instead of memories, photographs instead of laughter, and silence where their father's voice should have echoed. And, you know, and yes, it was Charlie Kirk. And it's those families of the school shooting, the children that were lost, that will feel the same, parents that will be going to bed that way. So, yeah, we'll try and get through today. Hopefully you will, too. We'll do our best to do what we can.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It's not often that I dread coming to work, but on days like today where I'm just at a loss of what to do, I woke up this morning, I was very conflicted. I was like, well, how are we going to handle this? Not only the anniversary of 9/11, but with the tragic events that took place yesterday, what do we do? You know, what's the right way to go?
I'm laying in bed last night having those thoughts. I'm like, well, you've got sick days. Maybe use one. I was like, you can't leave Kelly all by herself on a day like this.
No,
like,
you can't.
But it's hard. Like you said, it's not, you don't look forward having to come in and have to talk about this, be strong enough to not get so emotional and to just power through and figure out a way to talk about this.
And thank you to the 951 who texted in, because we had said earlier, you know, tell us what you need. That's why we're here, is we're here for the community. We want you to know that we are all together and we're feeling what you're feeling. And 951 said exactly that. We need to know that you are here for us. We need it all. We need to talk, listen to music, laugh, cry. Most of us have seen this happen, and we just need a voice to let us know that we are in this together. And we are. We are always here for you. When you hear us on the radio, we are actually in the studio. You can always call us, 888-431-3764.
Yesterday, obviously, a rough day. I had left here, and I couldn't turn away from the Charlie Kirk stuff just because there were still so many questions. Mm-hmm. And I was praying and hoping that we were going to get the news that Charlie was going to make it through. And I thought, you know what, this is going to be one of those instances where, you know, he was shot, but the bullet, you know, missed every artery and every, you know.
A graze.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, he's going to be okay. I just know it. And got that just before I got home, heard the news that he had passed. And I was so mad. I was banging on my steering wheel and just yelling in the truck. And quickly my emotions went from anger to sadness because I was pulling up to my house and I thought, Charlie's never going to get to do this again. He's not going to get to walk through his front door and mm-hmm. have his kids run up to him and get to hug and kiss his wife. And when I got home, I took our son from my wife and I grabbed him. I didn't let him go for hours. I was like, this life is so fragile. You never know what's going to happen at any given time.
And I think that's the big thing today, knowing the events that took place yesterday and what took place today 24 years ago is you never know when it's your time. And so let those ones that you love know that you love them. And you know me, I'm not one to say I love you unless I mean it. So, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, K-Frog family, we do love you and we are here for you. So anything you need, you just let us know.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Coming into work today, I knew it was going to be a tough day. And I tossed and turned last night trying to figure out the right way to go into today. And you know, Aunt, we had emails going back and forth with our bosses of how to tackle the events that took place yesterday. And of course, today being the 24th anniversary of 9/11.
And that was really refreshing hearing from our bosses and them saying, you know what, do what you're comfortable doing. Mm-hmm. If you want to play more music, play more music. If you want to be vulnerable and you want to talk about your feelings, do that too. Because like we've said before, there's no right way to do a show after an event like that.
Right. So I wrote something down last night and I'd like to share it if you're okay with that.
Please.
Okay. Here we go. It's not often that I dread coming to work, but today is one of those days. In a world so divided and words misconstrued, a simple conversation is not so simple. As evident yesterday with the senseless and tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk, normally, we are the ones to be your escape, whether it's in the car, at your desk, or having breakfast with your kids. Days like today, it's hard to do that. It's hard to laugh and to make jokes when there's a serious humanity problem. No matter what side you're on politically, we are all humans. There's no reason for conversations to ever escalate to what happened yesterday. It makes me sad and scared what this world will be like when my kids are grown. In a world of turmoil and uncertainty, let's focus on being humans, good to each other, and better for our future.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Good morning. It is Kelly and Anthony. Normally, this is where we would do Carter's question. And given the day being the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, took a little different turn with Carter's question. He had a lot of questions specifically about 9/11 last night.
In school, we're learning about 9/11. I really don't know what 9/11 is about.
So 9/11 was a terrible day in American history because that's when the terrorist struck the World Trade Centers.
That sounds terrible. Why would somebody want to hurt someone?
Having a conversation with a 10-year-old and trying to explain evil to a child, how do you do that?
I don't know. Just hearing his little voice, just I don't look forward to those conversations.
And it was very eye-opening to have this conversation with him last night because, one, I was like, yeah, you weren't there. I mean, this was 24 years ago. I vividly remember where I was, what I was doing. And now that is history. Now they're learning about it in school. And as he's asking me questions, his little brother Colt, who's 5, is sitting there and he's like, Mommy, what's a terrorist? What do you mean? And it was, I don't know, it was just a very almost sad moment to explain to my children how the world is working.
And a lot of their innocence kind of goes away, too, because now you do have to pull back the curtain and be mm-hmm. like, hey, like, this is what happens.
Yeah, I between Art and myself, we really strive to raise children who are strong and good, but I do want to preserve that innocence. So it kills me and it worries me that he, you know, he asked questions like this.
Is there a chance that this will ever happen again?
We hope not. And there were things that were put in place after 9/11 to make sure that our country was a little more secure. But that's why we have to be very diligent, meaning we have to know our surroundings and what's going on around us. And if you see something, you say something to hopefully prevent another tragedy like this.
That's just sad because what happened to America, obviously my country, but it's just terrible what they did. They're just some terrible people that did that.
That's right. And I had to just tell him, you know, babe, it's really sad, but there are bad people in the world. And that's why we need to strive to be good.
100%. We're watching the news yesterday and I'm telling my wife, she said, you know, she's like, this is horrible. This is so bad. And I said, you know what? The news covers so much more bad than they do good. I said, there's so many good people out there and we have to remember that there is so much more good. So,
and that's, I mean, hopefully what will take place is good will win. And that's what we want to happen.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Well, it was 24 years ago that nearly 3,000 people were killed on 9/11. And my mom was almost one of them. There were four planes that left Boston going to Los Angeles. Three of those planes were hijacked. And my mom was on the fourth plane.
I would say maybe an hour into the flight. What's going on? I remember the captain getting the crash act. I remember him saying, you know, close the store. We're going on, you know, lockdown. Again, we have no idea what's going on. So next thing you know is we land in Cleveland, which is a very small runway, and we were on a very big jet. The rest of America knew what had happened. I mean, the Twin Towers, I'm sure, had already crashed, and it was on TV. We were clueless. We were to continue to keep in our seats. The captain told the passengers, stay in your seats. SWAT team comes on. They start taking us off, you know, one by one, by one, by one. We couldn't take our stuff, no belongings. Passengers were on one side, crew was on the other. And once the SWAT team was done with us, then we had to go to the FBI building. And then we had to get rides from the FBI to go back to the airport to get our luggage, to go from the luggage to go to our hotel. So once we got to the hotel, we walked by a bar and we saw people clapping. And we were like, what's everyone clapping for? And we looked on TV, and that's when everybody started talking, going, have you heard? Have you heard? Did you see? And we were, you know, speechless. Just tears, sadness. Where's my cell phone? I got to call home. Get me to the hotel phone. And, of course, our families were hysterical but happy. My heart's broken for the other three sets of crews that never got to come home and say goodbye to their kids and their families. That's hard.
Your mom is such a special lady. And thank you, Katie, for sharing that with us. Aunt, what were you and your brother and your dad doing in that moment?
My brother and I had no clue what was going on because we were getting ready for school and it was time to leave and we're waiting for dad. Where is he? Where is he? And I go upstairs and he's still in his room and he's like inches away from the TV screen just staring at him. I'm like, Dad, we got to go to school. And my brother and I haven't turned anything on. We have no clue what's going on.
Right.
And my dad's like, okay, yeah, hang on, just 1 second. And he's waiting to see what airline had hit I think at that moment it was the first Twin Tower. And he knew that my mom was going to be flying that morning and there was just so many unanswered questions and he had no clue what was going on. But I always tell him, thank you for being so like calm in that moment, not freaking out and telling us what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually he drove us to school and everyone at school is talking about it. And again, I'm like, what's going on? What? And by this time my mom had already landed and she was safe. And my mom had actually called the school and said, please don't let my kids see anything on TV. Don't turn any TVs on. I don't want to freak them out. And a little bit later after that, we did get to talk to mom and she was okay. And then it was after that that we saw planes flying into buildings. And thank God that we did not see it before hearing from mom because I would have been a wreck. As a kid in sixth grade, 12 years old, I would think, oh my gosh, that's my mom.
100%. How many days later did she come home after that? Or was she able to come home right away?
No, it was a while, I want to say, and I could be wrong, but maybe around a week-ish that she had to stay in Cleveland because there was so much stuff being investigated that nobody could leave. And she didn't have her phone or her possessions for the longest time either because the FBI had to talk to everybody. And then eventually it was, okay, you guys are free to go grab your stuff. So I don't know how my dad did it, just waiting around, just waiting to get that call and to hear from her.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Days like today are difficult days. Coming in and knowing that it is the 24th anniversary of the tragic 9/11 events that took place, and then the senseless tragedies that took place yesterday with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and then the school shooting in Colorado.
We thought it was going to be hard enough just talking about 9/11 yesterday as we're wrapping up yesterday's show, preparing for the next day. It's like, okay, it's going to be tough. We're going to have to talk about the anniversary, you know, 24 years. And then as the day progresses, even worse news comes out.
And I was trying to think, like, how to describe yesterday, because I was sad, I was mad, I was worried, and I was like, it was just an emotional day. And coming into work, how do, you know, you and I, Aunt, deal with those emotions? What K-Frog family, do you need? Because we're kind of at a loss of what to do. Do we go on? Do we do our normal show? Do we have fun? Do we play games? Do we laugh? Or is it a day where you just want to talk about your feelings?
At this point, we're going to put the show in your hands. Mm-hmm. If you want to get something off your chest. I know there was, like you said, a lot of emotions floating around yesterday. If this is the point in time where you really want to tell us how you're feeling. I know a lot of people with families, it hit them really hard because you see this guy who's not coming home to his kids and his wife anymore.
Right. And with the school shooting, you see these kids that aren't going to go home to mom and dad.
And even with the anniversary of 9/11, my mom was in the skies when that took place. And this is always a really hard time for me. Every time this rolls around, I always sit there and just think of the what ifs.
Right.
What could have happened? So, yes, we're stuck. We're at a loss of words. We don't know what to do. So
We're turning it over.
What would you like us to do?
What do you need on a day like today? Do you need that escape where we just joke and laugh together like we normally do? Do you need some more music? Because music is always therapeutic. Or do you want to just talk? We are always available. Let us know. 888-431-3764. You can call or text us. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.